Welcome to Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and I'm on a mission to helping you and your family live the abundant life. Shout it out loud, sing with the crowd, celebrate, cause good things are coming, new opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow, no regrets now, for tomorrow, it's a new chance. Hey everyone, episode number 31 of Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky, and today I'm going to be sharing a segment on thriving in survival mode. Now, it happened. I had a revelation. It was just a great moment. It wasn't like earth shattering. It wasn't like, you know, the heavens stopped or anything like that. But I was on my way to the gym a couple weeks ago after dropping my daughter off at school, and it dawned on me. It was just one of those sweet, gentle reminders. It was a revelation that, you know what? I just officially got through a very long season where I was just literally surviving. And that happens to people. And for me, it was about six and a half years. For other people, it could be a month. Other people, it could be decades. Some people, they never get out of it. But it's at a point where, you know what, you just lose control of your schedule. You're just, in a sense, a victim of your circumstances. And you forget what it's like being more than a conqueror, where you lose balance. And I did. And I did at the cost of getting my doctorate. I did at the cost of raising my family at the expense of, let's say, my own health at times. And you know what? I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world because it was just a worthwhile experience. And I want to share about that. I want to share what it's like being in survival mode, maybe what it's like being in transition, how to get out, how to just survive. What's that look like? How not to beat yourself up. How not to allow depression or anxiety to settle in, because you know what? You're just not where you want to be, but that's fine. That's fine for a season or two. So with no further ado, here's my segment of a Facebook Live that I did a couple weeks ago on thriving in survival mode. Hey everyone, Dr. Eric Selinsky here, and I wanted to just chat with you for a minute about surviving or thriving in survival mode. And it dawned on me. It dawned on me today as I was getting to the gym. I just joined a local fitness center and I got a routine. Finally, it's been literally almost 7 years, 6.5 years in fact, and I finally got back into a good routine. Drop off my daughter at school, go right from there to the gym, go home, make my smoothie, take a shower, get ready, start my day. Something happened, and it was when I turned 30 years old, and I could see that these things happen, just as a course of life. When I was 30 years old, I enrolled in the chiropractic college, and it was my second career. I come from a business, finance, marketing background, and decided to chase after a dream of opening up a health center. As you can see, this is my health center. You're part of it. It turned out to be a global, international, internet health center, and when I started chiropractic college, I absolutely lost control of my schedule. And that was a huge, huge issue because I was on a pretty good health regimen, really, working out 3-4 times a week, had some really good strategies when it came to just work-life balance, especially with an 11-month-old at the time. All of that was thrown out the window. And, you know, I used to work at a company, at a corporation where I would work 8 to 5, maybe 8 to 6, sometimes 8 to 7, if I get off work at 7 o'clock because we had to meet a deadline. And that would put a wrench. But I would never miss church midweek. I would still go to church on Sundays, and we'd still have our routine that we did every single week. But all of that was thrown out the window once I went back to school, because sometimes classes started at 7 o'clock. Other times, classes started at 9 o'clock. Sometimes classes ended at 7. Sometimes classes ended at 3. I became a victim of my schedule. Every single quarter, because we were on a quarterly system, every single quarter, my life would change. It would be dramatic. I mean, literally, it would just be, God bless my wife. God bless Mama Z, my dear Sabrina Ann, for putting up with this, because we had no schedule, or at least I didn't have a set schedule. For now, it's been 6.5 years. And the interesting thing was, I found myself in survival mode, literally just going through day by day, week by week. And next thing you know, in survival mode, I decided to do what a lot of people do, is you just curl up and you just survive. You get through that emotionally, mentally, financially. And I ended up not exercising for weeks. Turned out to be months on end until up until recently, I started making exercise a regular routine because I'd lost that. I lost that passion. I lost that drive. I lost that time. Because once my schedule started to become subject to my schedule at school, classes, boards, exams, we have a baby. Then we have another baby. Then we have another baby. And I realized, my entire decade in my 30s, my entire decade, because I'm 36 years old. My entire life since I've been 30 years old has just been, I would call, survival mode. And I wonder how many people, and that's the reason why I wanted to chat today, how many people are in that right now? And how many people are in survival mode and they never get out of it? That's a scary thought because that happens. And I notice that certain life-changing surprises like marriage, children, loss of a loved one, work, whatever it might be, certain life-changing instances, life events happen that completely get us off our chi, so to speak. Get us off of our normal routine where we get to do things that are healthy, that are get to do things that are for our mind, body, emotional, spiritual balance, and we just end up kind of coasting through life. If you're in that situation, I 100% relate because I'm recently just getting out of it. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. My chiropractic college education career was only 5 years. Only. I mean, again, man, oh man, I've been in school now for almost 10 years, off and on. And it was 5 years, but after that 5 years, it wasn't like I was able just to get in a routine. It literally has taken me a year and a half. A year and a half of basically undoing those habits that I developed in those previous 5 years. And the habits that I developed was just being reactionary. I completely lost touch of being proactive. And that was tough because how could you be really proactive when, my life's schedule would change guaranteed every single 3 months. Every single 3 months, it would just change. And I couldn't rely on anything. And my whole world, and whether it was skipping church on Sunday to study for the major exam I had to pass on Monday, or whatever it might be. It was just a emotionally charged moment, an emotionally charged season of my life that bled through up until recently. So even though I was able to graduate school, even though I was able to become a doctor and get and just close that beautiful chapter of this book of my life, that habit of being in survival mode was not easily left aside. And I want to tell you something. If you're in this situation where maybe you just recently graduated school, or you recently were married, or you just recently had a child, there's a transition period where it's hard. I mean, it's really hard. We have three children. Mama Z's pregnant with baby Z number four. It is really challenging to get into the groove of things, especially with children, or changes in work, or changes in you name it. If you're in this transition period that I literally just got out of, I want to encourage you one thing. There is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Do what you know to do now to thrive as most as you can. And it's relative. And to me, it wasn't about going to the gym. I literally have not gone to the gym on a regular basis in over 5 years. And that was something that's been part of me since I was 18 years old. Actually, 17. 17 years old, all up until I was 29. I was going to the gym regularly. Regularly. I loved it. It was part of me. I had a whole social group there. I enjoyed the whole mind, body, healthy balance. I enjoyed it. And for me to lose that, to let that go, to go sporadic here or there, I felt inconsistent. I started getting down on myself. I started even getting, not, we'll say, somewhat depressed, but more self-critical. Yet, in that time period where I wasn't doing what I normally knew I'd to do on a regular basis, I did the best I could. So what did that mean? Well, instead of exercising at the gym, I would take Esther or Isaiah or Elijah, one of my children, I'd put them on maybe a front carrier or a backpack carrier, depending on how old they were, and we'd go up to the mountains and we'd just hike. And thankfully, where we live in Georgia, we're only about 10, 15 minutes away from the mountains. And we go and we just hike. We do some trails. That would be my exercise. But it was still not what I wanted, really. It still wasn't what I was looking for. But the reality was to take a time out of my life to do what I really felt drawn to do was tough. and tough. And today when I went to the gym, it was again, I'm on my routine. I love it. I have a good routine again. I was just so grateful, and I just thank God. I thank God for taking me through this season and through taking me through this trial, because you know, sometimes we have to go through the valley to get to the mountaintops. And I feel like I'm approaching a mountaintop in my own spiritual walk and my own physical walk. Because you could see, it's not like I'm overweight. It's not like I'm unhealthy. I still have a really good diet. I still have things that I really do on a regular basis that are good for me. But it was that one key. And I'm telling you, it's not like exercise will make or break someone's health. It really, at the end of the day, there are a lot of things that we could do. A lot of things. But for me, it was part of my personality. It was part of my DNA. And for me to let that go for 5 and a half, now 6 years, because I got completely off my schedule, was a big issue. It was a big issue for me. And I was, man, I'm back home. I feel like I'm back home. I'm going to get my muscle structure back. Because I'm telling you, I started suffering physically from it too. Because muscle weight training is really actually vital. Less strain on your joints, less, especially your spine. I started developing neck pain and joint pain and back pain because of muscle atrophy. And that's not good, especially as a biblical health educator. I really try to practice what I preach here. I do from the depths of my heart. I live this way. I live, you know, as I'm, you know, instead of having a medicine ball, I play with my essential oil bottles. I'm just, this is how I live, folks. So here's the thing. If you are going through a part of your life that you're in a transition mode, it got you completely off of your schedule, off of your routine, whatever that might look like. And to me, that also looked like getting off of my routine of my daily Bible time, because I became reactive to the point of, hey, I need to study for my next exam, my next board evaluation, whatever it might be. Then when I graduated, it became, wow, I created this database. I created this blog. I got to produce more content, my next summit, my next interview. And that was a bad habit I had to stop. And praise God. Just recently, getting back into the daily Bible habits, getting back into what really caused me, I feel, to be successful in the beginning, was be rooted and grounded in Christ. How easy it is, how easy and how quick Satan can come up. He masquerades as an angel of light. He'll come and he'll distract us with whatever good, noble-looking task that we might have to keep us away from being united to the vine. And in that last 6 years of going to chiropractic college, there was a season where I would just be grateful just to read a Bible verse of the day. And I have my little Bible verse app I love on my phone. But you know, it's not anything I'm proud of, but it's something I could tell you that I'm through, that I've conquered, and I'm way beyond that, because that was something I needed to go through. And I was stretched myself. And especially for people that are goal-oriented, when you put on yourself a monumental task, like let's say getting a doctorate, going back to school, getting your GED, raising twins naturally, giving home birth, homeschooling, whatever it might be, whatever your monumental task is, it will take you off of your routine and it'll squeeze that time away that's important, sometimes away from the Lord and away from doing things that you know is right. So a couple lessons I've learned. Number one, if you're in this, if you're in survival mode right now, do whatever you can do. Literally. And for me, that meant for days, weeks, months on end, it was just reading that one Bible verse of the day from my Bible app. And even then, sometimes I didn't do it. And it might not sound like much, but at the time, it was great. It was all I could do. And I needed to be more patient with myself. Because one thing I noticed is that guilt or regret would stem in. Now, there's something about guilt. We got to remember what the Bible says. You know, Scripture says that godly sorrow produces, or godly guilt, I should say, depending on the variation, depending on the Bible that you read. Godly sorrow produces repentance to life, but demonic guilt produces death. So if you're going through a transition period, and if you're trying your best, and if you're getting this guilt sensation that's maybe causing depression, causing you to loathe yourself, be angry, that's not from the Lord. That's not how God works. God will just prick our heart. He'll make us feel, you know, a little sorrowful. Like, I just remember feeling, literally a couple years ago, even a few months ago, I just remember feeling, wow, I just miss that Bible time. I remember going back to when I was 23, when I first got saved, being at the coffee shop, studying for literally 2-3 hours at a time. Like, wow, I miss that. I look back in reminiscence and I just thought, wow, put a smile on my face. See, that's godly sorrow. to remind us to go back to the things that we need to do till we repent. And so God faithfully, God in his love, God in his mercy, reminded me over and over and over. I remember being in the car listening to the Bible, because ever since I became a Christian, the Bible has always been my guide. It's been a part of me. It's been really my breath of life. And so when I'm in the car, I'm listening to the Bible. Well, interestingly enough, during the time of transition, during the time of distraction, I would tune into more music, which was Christian worship music. But it was interesting. I didn't listen to the Bible like I used to. I don't know why. I just wasn't more of in a music mode. Well, I'm getting back into the point where I'm just being fed God's word. And not that Christian worship's a bad thing, but for me, it was really interesting. It kind of distracted me because I would be taking in God's word on a daily basis. And while I was working out today, I was listening to Philippians and Colossians. And I listened to Colossians a couple times, just letting that word just soak deep into my spirit as I exercised and as I did some weight training at the gym. So do what you can do. Allow God's sorrow to cause you to repent, as slow or as quick as you're able, and don't let guilt overtake you. Don't beat yourself up. If something becomes dangerous, then you need to stop. And dangerous can be a number of things. It could be unhealthy eating habits. It could be allowing sin to creep in, which oftentimes happens when we disconnect with the Lord. You know, when we're disunited to the vine, we lose that power. We lose that strength, that authority in Christ. If something is happening, you just gotta just be as dramatic and as radical as possible, and you just stop. Cut that off. And that's in that time period. I've had that. I've had seasons when sin would come into my life and I had to kick it out, kick it to the door. That's a constant battle for all of us because we're all fallen. We're all made in God's image. However, being sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, we all have that fallen nature. So we always, always have to subject that flesh to death over and over again. But we don't get down on ourselves, because the Bible says, as the righteous man falls, as the righteous woman falls seven times, they will get up again over and over and over. So I want to encourage you all to just go forward. Look, be like the path of the rising sun, the book of Proverbs says, the path of the rising sun, rising to the full light of day. Be that light. Be that light of righteousness, spiritually, emotionally, physically, every aspect of the abundant life. So if you're through this time, now let's say you've gotten through the transition period. Let's say you're at a cusp where, like I just recently got out of, and you feel, you know what? I feel like I'm in control. I'm finally back in control of my schedule. I feel like I'm in control of my circumstances. Now it's just about doing what you know need to be done. And that to me is repentance. That's true repentance. And I will tell you, I did have to confess. I did ask God to forgive me about things that I've done in the past. You know, confession is one thing. We need to be, of course, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, always. You know, when it comes to repentance, changing our mind, that needs to be immediate. So I just want to say, I just want to praise the Lord for his faithfulness, for helping you and I, because he's not giving up on us. And for me, it was a six-year transition period. It was a six-year survival period that I need to get through to get to the point where I'm at, where I feel literally more than a conqueror. I haven't felt this way in almost 7 years. But praise God for that, even in the midst of helping people. And this might speak to a lot of pastors and missionaries. Over the past year, I've literally have helped tens of thousands of people all around the globe. I have 100,000 people being blessed by my newsletter. We had 165,000 people join our Essential Oils Revolution Summit. We just have a growing number of people reach close enough 55 or 56,000 on Facebook. This is a lot of people to inspire. And you know what? I got lost in that work. I got lost in that work of helping other people at the expense of letting my own responsibilities kind of go on the wayside. So this could speak to pastors, missionaries, counselors, mothers and fathers, how often we allow our own well-being, our own well-doing go on the wayside because you're trying to take care of other people. Something to think about. So, if you've gone through a transition, whatever that might be, it might be a decade, two, maybe you lost a loved one, or maybe you got divorced 20 years ago and you were never able to fully recover. I'm telling you, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm going to ask you, if you feel stuck right now, cry out to God. Fast and pray. I literally have done that recently. Just pray, God, I know this isn't my birthright in Christ. I know I could be more than a conqueror. Help me, God. And sometimes it's just a simple falling on her knees, raising up her hands, looking up to heaven, say, Abba, Father, help me. And he will. He's faithful. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And if you're stuck, if you just feel like you're getting by, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, you just feel like you're getting by. Maybe you've been recently diagnosed with an illness. You're just barely getting by. Cry out to God. If you're going to be in this period, the survivor mode, you know what? I remember my grandma, my late grandma Chessie. I remember her refrigerator. She had a little magnet, and the magnet was of an angel at a rope. And there was a rope. All it was an angel at a rope and a knot. And the angel was at the end of the rope holding on to the knot. And I forget the exact phrase, but it was something along the lines was, you know, when I get to my end of my rope, I make a knot and I just hold on. Sometimes we just have to do that. Sometimes survival mode just means hold on, not give up, not give up on God, not give up on our loved ones, not give up on ourselves, and do what we know to do to be best, the best that we can. And I know I'm telling you something, we could always look back. We could always criticize things that we've done. We could always criticize things that I'm doing, and we could always criticize things that we'll do in the future. But you know what? At the end of the day, our best is our best, regardless of how tired we are. And those of us who are parents, those of us who are mission-oriented people, we know sometimes fatigue could be a part of that because we work ourselves to death sometimes. And that's something we got to be careful of. So if you're in that situation, if you feel stuck, if you're at the end of the rope, tie a knot, hang on, and just cry. Cry out to Abba Father. Say, God, help me. And do what you can do. If it's just reading a Bible verse a day, do what you can do. If it's saying no to McDonald's once a week, do what you can do. If it's utilizing your oils for aromatherapy, do what you can do. Whatever it is that you can do to make progress. Because the last thing you want to do is to go backward or just to stay stagnant. We always should be going forward, at least little baby steps. Then, once you keep on going forward, I'm telling you keep on crying out to God, I promise you, because the Bible's clear, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, they seek my face and turn from their sin, God says, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. God will help us. God will forgive us. God will heal us. And in time, if we're faithful, I'm telling you, I'm a testimony of it. I've seen it time and time again. He'll get us through. So we're more than conquerors. And we'll look back, and then we'll sense, we'll feel God's presence. We'll realize that what was behind us was a valley experience we need to go through because now we've been equipped with something that we need for today. And I feel much more empowered. I feel much more equipped to help people in a new light I never knew even existed 7, 8 years ago. I know what it's like being stuck in a rut for like 2, 3, 4 years. I know what it's like being in survival mode for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And I now know what it's like to overcome it. And that's the thing, folks. Remember what Revelation says. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And for me to keep this to myself and not share with you would be a disservice. It would be a disservice to you. It would be a disservice to God because God helped me get through something unbelievable. Then I want to help you get through something unbelievable so you could help other people get through something unbelievable. That's how we overcome. So with that, I want to just let you know, as always, my hope and prayer is that you and your family truly experience the abundant life. And if you're going through a survival mode, stick with it. Thrive the best that you can. Know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And really, it's just a matter of time for you to be more than a conqueror. With that, folks, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Well, can you relate? Are you in survival mode right now? Are you in transition? Maybe getting out of it? Have you gotten out of it? Well, praise God. Praise God for whatever stage you are in this path, because you know what? It's God ordained. God's with you, and He'll never leave you or forsake you. So I invite you to join me on my mission of helping people live the abundant life. Subscribe to this podcast. Share this with a loved one, because I guarantee you there are people that you know that could benefit from this because they are stuck. They're stuck in a rut, and a lot of them just don't have hope. And I hope you have hope, because I have hope. Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. Well, with that, folks, I bid you adieu. As always, this is your host, Dr. Eric Zielinski. My hope and prayer is that you and your family truly experience the abundant life. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
with the crowd, celebrate, 'cause good things are coming, new opportunities are out.